The mere suggestion of illness or wounds was to him not only horrifying, but even repulsive and rather disgusting, like dirt or deformity or old age. Hastily he changed the subject. "I wonder if you'd like to come back to London with us," he asked, making the first move in a campaign whose strategy he had been secretly elaborating ever since, in the little house he had realized who the father of this young savage must be. "Would you like that?" The young man's face lit up.
"Do you really mean it?"
"Of course, if I can get permission, that is."
"Linda too?"
"Well," he hesitated doubtfully, "that revolting creature. No, it was impossible. Unless... It suddenly occurred to Bernard that her very revoltingness might prove an enormous asset.
"But of course,"
he cried, making up for his first hesitations with an excess of noisy cordiality. The young man drew a deep breath.
"To think it should be coming true. What I've dreamt of all my life. Do you remember what Miranda says?"
"Who's Miranda?" But the young man had evidently not heard the question.
"Oh, wonder,"
he was saying, and his eyes shone. His face was brightly flushed.
"How many goodly creatures are there here? How beauteous mankind is!"
The flush suddenly deepened. He was thinking of Lenina, of an angel in bottle-green viscose, lustrous with youth and skin food, plump, benevolently smiling. His voice faltered.
"Oh, brave new world," he began,
then suddenly interrupted himself. The blood had left his cheeks, and he was as pale as paper.
"Are you married to her?"
he asked. "Am I what?"
"Married, you know, forever. They say forever, in the Indian words, it can't be broken."
"Oh, no!"
Bernard couldn't help laughing. John also laughed, but for another reason, laughed for pure joy.
"Oh, brave new world," he repeated. "Oh, brave new world that has such people in it. Let's start at once."
"You have a most peculiar way of talking sometimes," said Bernard,
staring at the young man in perplexed astonishment.
"And anyhow, hadn't you better wait till you actually see the new world?"